It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to the courtside as we get ready to preview some girls basketball here at 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Crennan Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio. We got the Onega Buffaloes, Herd of Buffaloes here trying to defend their home court as taking on the road, flying into the night is the Axel Eagles. The Axel Eagles girls team who's right now 4-3 on the season. The Onega Buffalo girls who are right now 3-4 on the season, but you look at the other side of the table. Up next, we'll have the boys after the girls game. The Onega Buffalo boys only 1-6 on the season, where the Axel Eagle boys are currently 6-1 on the season. They are currently number 2 ranked in the entirety of Class 1A Division 2. So we got a big ranked team here tonight that's trying to stay undefeated in TVL league play heading into the big time TVL tournament that starts this Saturday at Frankfort. Stay updated on times and schedules as we'll know further on the week on what our broadcasting schedule will look like for Saturday as well as next week for the TVL tournament down there at Frankfort. Again, you're locked into 92.1 KMZA. Another couple other good games around the area. Riverside taking on ACCHS on 93.7 Care Radio, as well as Brandon Fatman, who's got the call on 103.9, a simulcast included with both the Holton Channel and the Sabetha Channel. So a big matchup there in the Big East, but we got a big time matchup here in the TVL, the Twin Valley League, as we get things going on the night. Again, first up here, it's the Onega Buffaloes girls taking on the Axel Eagle girls. The Buffaloes, who started this season off with a loss, but they won 3 straight, and now they have lost 3 straight. For the Axel Eagle girls, they are on a 1-game winning streak coming over off Cornerstone, 50-23, and they will try to continue the wins here as they are 1-2 in TVL play. The Onega Buffalo girls, they have not won a TVL game in over a year and a half. We'll be back in 2 more minutes, and we'll dive straight more into some more preview action here. Again, it's the Axel Eagles flying in here to take on the Onega Buffaloes.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Friend and Prophet. Again, Kirk Kelman back in studio. You're locked into 92.1 KMTA. Again, we're diving straight in here into a big-time preview and a TVL matchup just a week before, well, not really a week, but just days before we get started with the TVL tournament, an all-time brawl between TVL teams that will be set to take up on Saturday up at Frankfort. Times and teams for matchups set to come out later this week. I believe by Wednesday we'll know more, especially on our broadcasting schedule for next week. So again, stay tuned to that. Stay up to date on MSCSports.net for more information. But again, here tonight we got a big time game on the radio. Onega Buffaloes against the Axel Eagles. The Onega Buffaloes, the girls 3-4 on the season. They lost their first game to Lynn 59-37, but they were able to bounce back, win three straight games, beat Northern Heights, beat Cornerstone, and beat Jackson Heights 41-21. Big time wins for them. After that, they played Lynn again, this time again losing 46-37. They lost to Frankfort. They went on a little bit of a break, and they played Blue Valley Randolph, which they lost 62-40. Now, the Onega Buffaloes were supposed to play two games last week, but on the game on Tuesday against Centralia, that game was unfortunately postponed for them, and the Hanover game on Friday was also one of the few games in the area that was also postponed. So this team, this Onega team, has not played for well over a week and a half. They're looking to kind of get their feet and wheels turning back again today just before heading into the TVL tournament, as this is the only game they'll have left on their schedule before the TVL tournament again starting on Friday. This Onega girls team, coached by Craig Boswell, looking for the first winning season in over 13-plus years, but also trying to search for the first win against Axel in over 2 years and their first league win in over 2 years. This Onega Buffaloes team at last season unfortunately went 0-11 in league play, and again, has not won a league game since 2022 to 2023. So, again, desperately trying to look for that league win and trying to look for a win over the Axel Girl Eagles. Last season, the Onega Buffaloes also were exited in the first round of sub-state by Troy. Troy was down in the NEKL now, but they lost to them 60-33. Last year, the Onega Girls only captured two wins. One of those wins against NEK Home School, 49-37, and over Flint Hills Christian School, 49-34. Coming in today, this team right now averages 38.9 points per game and only gives up 39.3 points per game. So we'll see how steady and consistent they stay tonight as they take on a flock of Eagles. And talking about the Eagles as they flock into the night, the Eagles head coach by Bradley Brockstrom, his third year as a head coach. Every single year he has improved the overall as the head coach, as this team has dominated year in and out. Four years ago, this team was 3-19, and then it was 7-15 the year after, and then last year, 10-14 overall, 3-8 in TVL play. So as I can mention, you can see the steady trend going up and up and up, and you can see how this Eagles team is slowly beginning to find their feathers. And, well, when you're wondering who is able to get them to this level, well, not only is the head coach, Bradley Brockstrom, who's helped coach this team up to a high ceiling. But yeah, great players on this team. Natalie Strothman, who last year put up 12 points a game, 12 rebounds a game, all-time forward. She's an all-state, an all-leaguer. She had 12 points. She's averaging right now 12 points a game this season, 10 rebounds a game. Again, she's a 5'8 junior. Another big-time player for these Eagles, Maggie Strothman, number 34, the 5'10 freshman, who's averaging 11 points per game and 11 boards per game with also 3 blocks per game. She's a big-time center, just a freshman, but she has made her appearance here for the Eagles, defending the Nets down low. Again, this Eagles team 4-3 on the season. Took a loss to Valley Heights to begin the year, 64-45. Won against Flint Hills Christian School, 62-13. Lost against Omaha Mercy, beat Southern, 41-36. They went 1-1 in the Lourdes Central Catholic Holiday Tournament up in Nebraska. They got third place, again, with that win over the Southern. And then they faced Washington County after the break, winning 41-33, lost to Lim 49-39, and then beat Cornerstone 50-23. So both of these teams having beat Cornerstone, a similar game between them. Again, Onega beating them 45-15, Axel beating Cornerstone 50-23. But then you can also compare the Lynn games, which Axel lost 49-39, and the Onega Buffaloes, who against Lynn lost 46-37. So all the comparisons there, you can see two teams that might be pretty close together. Also, a thing of mention here, the Axel Eagles, they have two postponements. The Valley Heights at Axel game, that game getting moved from last Tuesday, that will get moved all the way to February 17th upcoming schedule for this actual Eagles team will, of course, be the CBL tournament. Right after that, they will play the Johnson West Mustangs. So real quick, we're going to take a timeout for playing at the National Anthem. Up next here on 92.1 KMZ, it's the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Axel Eagles in a TBL matchup, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where we have live action here on 92.1 KMZA. Grit and Profit, Kirk Hillman back in studio. It's the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Axel Eagles here in the Buffalo Herd. And here, getting out started with the starting lineups for both sides for the Onega Buffaloes. Number 4, Addison DeChant, the 5'6" junior, who right now is averaging 2.3 points per game, 3.1 rebounds per game. Also, Jaden Haskin, the 5'8" junior, number 20. Bridget Campbell, the 5'8" senior, number 23, last season averaging 11.3 points per game. She is the lone starter returning it for the forwards. Number 24, Abby Ringel, the 5'9" junior. Number 45, Delaney Figge, the 5'11" senior. And then as for the Axel Eagles, number 2, Natalie Strothman, number the 5'8" junior, who's averaging 12 points a game, 10 rebounds a game. Number 24, the 5'6" freshman, Caitlin Detweiler, guard out there on the floor. She can shoot heavy all around the court. She's been dominant here in this season for the Axel Eagles. Reagan Hazenkamp, the 5'5" freshman, number 4. Maggie Strothman, the 5'10" freshman, who's averaging 11 points per game and 11 rebounds per game. She's also got 3 blocks per game. She's a center there on that main part of the court. She's been dominant all year long. And, of course, you also cannot forget Audrey Kostel, the 5'7" senior. And as we get all our introductions out of the way, we got 4 quarters here of Basketball 92.1 KMZA. Do the quick math. We got 32 minutes all together, 4 quarters. Let's get this started. Grit and Profit, Kirk Hillman back in studio. You're locked in to KMZA. It's the Buffaloes against the Axel Eagles. On to the right of your dial, it's Delaney Figge on the jump for the Buffaloes. And on the left for the Axel Eagles, it's none other than Maggie Strothman. And now the tip-off is set to begin. One here by the Onega Buffaloes in the hands of Addison DeChant. DeChant passes off to Bridget Campbell. Campbell, who on this season, 6.7 points per game, 3.3 rebounds per game. Behind the backhand off to Deschamps. She goes down the deep corner inside to Figge. Figge loses the ball. We got our first turnover on the game. It going into the hands of the Axel Eagles. Finding its way to Nellie Strothman, who dribbles it down the court. Swings it up to the top of the perimeter. Now to the far side, near side. Skips across. Back to the hands of Audrey Kostel. Kostel, Detweiler. Detweiler keeping it on the top of the high wing. Far side, out of the far side, low wing. Bounce back up. Kostel going in for two. Kostel, their first 2 points on the game, puts the Axel Eagles up by two, which is 50 seconds into this opening quarter. You're locked in tonight, 2.1 KMZA. With the ball, Haskin driving down the right side lane before kicking out to Deschamps. Deschamps looking left, going to Campbell. Campbell going into a quick cut in by Haskin. Haskin kicking it out. Now the far side wing, the drive in by Deschamps, and she gets fouled by an Axel Eagle. Ball now looks to be thrown in underneath here by the Onega Buffaloes. Throwing it in here will be Bridget Campbell, the 5'8" senior. Foul was against number 4, Reagan Hazenkamp. Drive on the baseline by Figge. She picks it up after nearly losing it. A 3-point shot from the top of the arc. Haskin drains it in. And that's our first three of the game and our first lead change of the game as well. Going here to the Onega Buffaloes. They're up by 1, 3-2, 6:35 left to go up on the clock. All right, now the Eagles with the ball. Council going inside. Great pass to Hazenkamp, and she goes in from two, just a foot off the low block on the far side. Good adjustment, keeping the shot high and going in, nothing but net four. As the second lead change of the game, it is now 4-3 on turnover against the Buffaloes. That was on their first offensive possession. They haven't turned it over since. They're on their third. Down the court with it. It's Campbell. Campbell to drive inside the key, kicks out to Figge. Figge thinking three, looks to the triple option. Pass to the right side of Haskin. Haskin tries to skip it to Deschamps on the left side wing. Deschamps not there in the area, and that will now be the second turnover against the Buffaloes. On three series, trips down the court of the Buffaloes, turning over twice and hitting one 3-point shot, also getting a second chance opportunity. Kostel skips it to the near side wing. Going inside is Hazenkamp. And Hazenkamp, the 5'5" freshman, has already got 4 points on the game. Leading scorer here, the guard. Dominating all around the court in her quickness and aggressiveness. Pass inside here to Abby Ringel. Ringel has to kick it out to Deschamps. Deschamps to Haskin. Haskin at the top. A screen was set by Figge, but a little miscommunication turns into a turnover. Another one taken by the Axel Eagles under their wing. Far side, taking 3-point shot. Strothman going in. Kostel trying to go through the pressure. She's blocked. That's going to be a turnover. Into the hands now of the Onega Buffaloes. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. And it looks like it will actually be a turnover. Onega Buffaloes stepping out of bounds with the ball. And the ball will go back into the Eagles' hands. So 3 points here for the Onega Buffaloes and also 4 turnovers. It's 6-3. Scoring 4 straight here is the Eagles, but here they turn the ball over. Good steal on the inside from Campbell. Now down the court to Haskin. Haskin stuck on the right pivot foot. Finds Figge on the low wing. Far side. Ball stripped right away from the top of her head. That's the 5th turn of the game already. Down the court here with it. Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler to Kostel. Kostel almost losing the ball. It's jump four on the ground. We got a jump ball. It's a Buffalo using their hooves to dive, and right there, good credit there to Bridget Campbell, the senior, forcing the jump ball, and the Eagles now having to throw it in bounds from not their own bench, it'll be the Onega bench. Figge will step out here off the court. In substitution will be Lauren Martin for the first time tonight, the junior, 5'11". Great high finish. She's got 50% free throw shooting on the season. Kostel going outside the wing. Now the top of the arc. 3-point shot from the Eagles. Missed by Detweiler. Rebounded underneath by Strothman. And Strothman goes in for two. Strothman, who's an all-league player from last season, averaging 12 points a game this year. She averaged 12 points a game last season. Already has her first 2 points tonight. It's 8-3. 4:10 left to go here in the opening quarter. Near side skip to the wing. Inside dump here to Ringel. Ringel turning the ball over. The 6th of the game here for the Onega Buffaloes. into the hands of Detweiler. Detweiler stopping up top. Good steal and knocked away. We'll see who it stays with. And it'll stay with the Onega Buffaloes. Nice hustle there. Bridget Campbell, the 5'8 senior, giving it all she can out there on the court to get the ball back here for the Buffaloes. She's had the back-to-back steals against the Eagles. Bridget Campbell, who averages nearly 3 steals a game. She's already got 2 here in just the opening quarter. Unfortunately for the Buffaloes, they give the ball right back there, stolen by Reagan Hazenkamp on the far side wing. But then afterwards, the ball is loosely bounced around and knocked out of bounds, and it will go retracing its steps right back to the Buffaloes. Underneath here, Campbell on the throw in, looking over the top, goes inside, nice little cut, and using the backboard. Nothing but fundamentals on the court from Bridget Campbell to Addison DeChant. It's now 8-5, 3-point lead, 3:31 left to go for the Eagles. They're ahead and they have the ball. Costell looking behind, looking up to the top. Pass off to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp trying to use the backboard, hits the back of the rim. Rebound by Addison DeChant. First rebound of the game unofficially here by the Onega Buffaloes. Haven't seen a lot of rebounds yet today. Mostly been turnovers for both sides. Here, a long 2-point shot that gets sank by Ringel. Abby Ringel, if she just took an inch step back, she would have had a nice 3, but she was just tiptoed in on the inside, and that had a long 2. Shot inside, and the bull from Strawson gets spun around. There's a foul down the court. The Buffaloes here have scored now 4 straight to make it 8-7. Down by 1, 2:55 here in the opening quarter. Omega Buffaloes getting the ball right back here after the foul. Offensively, the foul, offensive foul against Nellie Stroppin, her first of the game. That goes also down to the turnover. 4 turnovers against the Eagles officially here and 7 against the Buffaloes. Right spin pass to Haskin. Haskin going inside. Good pass to Ringel. Ringel going over the top. Gets blocked. Maggie Stroppin gets the ball. That is the 8th turnover of the quarter against the Buffaloes. Far side pass here. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Jaden Haskin. Good hustle by the junior on the far wing. Now 2:35 left to go here in the opening quarter. Again, both these teams trying to search for a winning season. The actual Eagles, girls team has not had a winning season since 7 years ago. When in 14-11 in 2017-2018, same for the Lady Buffaloes, they have not had a winning season over 13 plus years. Trying to search for it this year. They already have a decent start now, 3-4 in the season. 3-point shot by Dennis Strappen, no good. Rebound by Figgy. Taking it down the court now. DeChant. DeChant looking left side here. Picking up his Haskin. Haskin up at the top of the wing now. 2:22 to go. Down by 1 is the Buffaloes. They have the ball. Figgy at the far side wing. Bounces it over the top. Inside. Ball has to go right back up to Figgy. Figgy skips to her left now. It goes to now Mackenzie Dorsey, who's in the game for the first time. Drive inside by DeChant. DeChant gets fouled. It has been an incredibly clean first quarter here for the Buffaloes. Well, when you consider just the fouls, the turnovers, they have 8, but they have 0 fouls. The Eagles, they have 3 already. First foul of the game against Avery Bussing. Pass inside, it gets kicked off the foot. Now they're going to say it gets kicked off the foot of the Eagles. It's off a claw, if you will. The Buffaloes will keep the possession here. Addison DeChant. They're thrown underneath the basket. She goes over the top here. Figgy right into the bread basket. She turns it around. Give and go right behind the back. Sets up a 3-point shot. And that one rattles in like a folded in tin can. Big time 3 from Jaden Haskin. She has only taken 2 threes this game. Both have scored. And the Onega Buffaloes have taken the lead and taken back the ball. It's Haskins here on the steal. 5 turnovers for the Eagles. It's 10-8. Buffaloes with a 2-point lead. With 1:38 to go in the opening quarter, ball knocked around, but Haskins hustling in for it, and she's fouled underneath. And she'll go up and shoot too. How about the junior and senior who are doing so much on the court right now for the Buffaloes? Jaden Haskins, the 5'8 junior, as well as the 5'8 senior, Bridget Campbell, giving all they can to get the ball and fight for it underneath. Jane Haskin misses her first free throw shot. Now we got some substitutions here onto the court side. Bell, who had the initial rebound down the court, brought the ball all the way down. And then Onega with the hustle for those second chance opportunities to set up those long shots. But that's actually the second time the Buffaloes, if again, they would have just taken maybe an inch or two back, it would have been a three-point shot. So right now the Buffaloes, it's been the long shot. They are shooting near three-pointers here. In fact, they've made two three-pointers in this first quarter. Inside pass off to Strothman. Strothman looking inside, spinning around, using the backboard. Rebound by Hazenkamp. And it looks like there's going to be an offensive foul, and the ball goes back to the Buffaloes. In this quarter, we have combined for a total of 14 turnovers. Six here from the Eagles and eight from the Buffaloes. It is 12-8, the Onega Buffaloes lead. Again, they have not beaten a TVL opponent in over a year and a half since 2023. They have also not beaten the Axel Eagles since 2023 as well. They're on a three-game losing streak, and they right now have the lead nearly exiting the first quarter as they're up 12-8, 4.6 seconds left to go. The Buffaloes here turning the ball right back over. Now nine turnovers here in this first quarter. The Onega Buffaloes applying a full-court pressure. You're not trying to let the Eagles get any points before the half. Pass goes inside here to Detweiler, looking left to right down the court, and the ball gets blocked, and that will end the quarter. 12-8. The Onega Buffaloes have the lead by four. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Kansaland Radio, 92.1 KMZA, and the Onega Buffaloes having a good first quarter. 12-8 is the lead, four up by four. Again, this Buffaloes team, having not beaten a TVL opponent in over a year and a half, since 2023, and it's been that same time since they have also beaten the Axel Eagles, and they open this second quarter with a turnover. They now have officially nine on the game, and a turnover right back here to the Onega Buffaloes down the court. Haskin just throwing it off the backboard, but it does get rebounded by Ringel, and now a long shot is taken by the champ before it is rebounded and picked up right back by the Axel Eagles. It's Hazenkamp, her third rebound of the game, and then a turnover right back into the hands of the Onega Buffaloes. Possessions have switched quicker than you can snap. Teams just looking to take advantage of those turnovers. The Axel Eagles turning it over six times that first quarter now, a total of eight times on this game. The Onega Buffaloes, they have turned over 10 times in this game, 9 times in that first quarter. There's a total of 3 lead changes as well in that quarter alone. Figgy underneath, loses the ball. It gets bounced around, then kicked out. Another long shot taken by Jaden Haskins. And she has made every single long shot so far. That was not a 3, though. She was about a foot from the perimeter line. But still, a great game already with 8 total points. Top of the line shot from the charity line is dropping. Couldn't get it to go in, but a rebound from Hazenkamp. She secures the point. The 5'5" freshman has 6 points on the game, 3 rebounds. It's 14-10. Still 4-point lead here for the Buffaloes. 6:38 left to go here in the second quarter. A big TVL matchup just a couple days before Saturday, aka the start of the TVL tournament. They're down there at Frankfurt. Keep in mind, you can stay tuned on the MSC Sports Network.net to keep it tuned for all that. The 3-point shot this time, Bridget Campbell finding the 3 Onega Buffaloes have hit three threes in this first half, two from Askin, one from Campbell. They've also hit 3-2 long shots. It has been the deep shot that has been getting the work done today. Campbell, another rebound, three on the game, three rebounds, 3 points for the senior. Inside to Figgy. Figgy not able to get inside. She makes her own rebound, and right as she does, she is fouled and will go up and shoot two. So not only have the Buffaloes seen more chances shooting from the perimeter, they have also found the free throw line twice. The Buffaloes have actually been incredible at not fouling so far up to this point in the game. They have, I believe, maybe have only had one. Next Eagles, four so far. Hostile on the foul. First shot is made by Figgy, and the second shot sinks in as well. And Figgy. Goes dominant from the line. Now 8-10. 5:51 left to go here in the second quarter. Far side skip to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp on the far wing. They have to Detweiler. Detweiler to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp back to Detweiler. Detweiler. Right side swing here. First time in the game. Ava Brocksman. 5'10" freshman. Now skipping all the way down the court. Inside move from Detweiler. Good move on the rebound, but unfortunately for the Eagles, it's rebounded by the Buffaloes and back down the court here. Buffaloes with a large lead. Excuse me, it's 16-10. I'd like to make a little correction there. No, 18-10. I was right. The scoreboard on the far side just has a little bit of a digital error. Down the court. Kaylin Detweiler trying to skip it through traffic. Somehow it manages to tangle its way back into an Eagles hand before it finds its way back to the Buffaloes, and then it goes right back into the Eagles. Right now, still the season is giving as the Eagles give it right back to the Buffaloes. And now it's right back to the Eagles. Playing a little game of pinball between each other now. And now the ball is skipped right off the hoop, and it's going to look like it's going to be an and one. And it will be. Up to the line. Reagan Hayes, excuse me. Audrey Kostel. Kaylin Detweiler, beg your pardon, up to the free throw line to shoot here. So we just saw five straight turnovers. Here resulting in an actual Eagle up to the free throw line. We not only get 2 points in the bucket, we get the chance to go up and shoot one. Eagles down 1-of-1 from the free throw line in the game. Now just down by 5 points, 18-13, 4:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Buffaloes maybe trying to chill things out here. Campbell with it. Far side. Skips it to the near to Haskin. Haskin does not hesitate to shoot. It almost goes in. She fights for her own rebound before it's collected by Ringel. Ringel up to the top now to Willow Hochstedler. And then a timeout taken by head coach Craig Boswell. I get a chance to talk to him every week. He's been incredibly pleased with his team up to this point. We'll talk more about it. 18-13, 4:23 left to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we're here for your whole family. From prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA as our area game of the week here on a ninth Tuesday. 4:08 left to go in the second quarter. It's 18-13. Again, I get to talk to Craig Boswell every week here at the Buffaloes with the possession. He, you know, compliments his team really well and their ability to get down the court and score, giving them their all, especially giving a lot of credit there. And again, Bridget Campbell every week, Jaden Haskin, Abby Ringel, and all the other players out there who are right now out there on the court. But talking about Abby Ringel, she goes up to the free throw line, and she will be up there to shoot two. Second foul of the quarter here against the Eagles. Second foul of the game against Maggie Strothman, the 5'10 freshman. Abby Ringel, who's got 2 points, 2 rebounds on the game, and she makes free throw shots. Mega Buffaloes so far, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Last up was Delaney Figge, who went 1 of 2. Before that was Jaden Haskin, who went 0 for 2. This time, Abby Ringel, she goes 1 of 2. So the Onega Buffaloes now in the game shooting 2 of 6 as a team. Still up, though, by 6, 19-13, 3:45 left to go. Eagles with the ball here. And it will be an offensive foul here. A shove of the shoulder, looks like by Reagan Hazenkamp, the freshman. And that is who the foul will be on. That will be her second foul of the game. Taking to the bench here will be Abby Ringel, who just had the free throw shot made. And for her will be Delaney Figge, the 5'11 senior. And Omega Buffaloes now controlling it down the court here. Again, after an actual Eagles turnover, they're 6th of the quarter. It's Addison DeChant with the ball, swinging to the right side to Campbell. Campbell keeping it up high, looking down low. Looking through her options here, now dribbling, now on the pivot, now goes to her left, to Haskin, Haskin to Chant, to Chant, inside pass off, ball, scrambling around, but lands its way out of bounds. It will stay in the possession of the Onega Buffaloes. Buffaloes here with 12 turnovers in the game, but since that opening part of the quarter, they have been pretty clean with the ball the last couple minutes. Pass all the way to the top side to Haskin. Haskin, looking to her right. Passing it off to DeChant. DeChant, who averages 2.3 points per game this season, averaging 2.6 assists and 2.9 steals. She missed a part last year due to injury, and she's a real scrappy player on defense, so having her back here as her junior year, she's been a great addition to the team. And again, if you want to know more about this team, more about their players, you can tune into the weekly coaches shows. Shot by Haskin was not made. Rebound was by Martin. For the Buffaloes, an inside drive by Campbell finishes the offensive possession for 2 points. Nice drive there for the bucket. It's now 21-13. Buffalo still with the lead. Good rebound by Hazenkamp after the shot. She goes back up with it, tries to score, and then officially going up and getting the points. Maggie Strothman not only makes her first rebound of the game, but her first 2 points. It was 21-13, now 21-15. Up by 6 to the Buffaloes. Still with the ball, 2:14 left to go. Inside pass to Figge, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to say the last one to touch was Delaney Figge. So that will be yet another turnover here, the 14th of the game for the Buffaloes. 12 against the Eagles. 2:06 left to go in the first half here. Locked into 92.1, KMZA down by 6, Eagles with the ball. Losing control here, Strothman up at the top, but she is fouled, which prompted the remember the fumble there at the top of the key. They're going to call that against Delaney Figge. That is her second foul of the game. Second foul of the corner there for the Buffaloes. Toss in here from Strothman. Strothman going to the right side to Natalie Strothman, who turns around, shoots, and undercuts the ball by a mile, or the shot by a mile, but it is quickly rebounded by Hazenkamp to keep it alive. A shot from the top of the arc gets kept alive by Hazenkamp again. Hazenkamp goes in for two, so credit there to the freshman. Back-to-back offensive rebounds, keeps the team on the board, and then she goes in for two. Credit there to the freshman, who's got right now 6 rebounds tonight and 8 points. Nearly a double-double, and we're still 1:30 away from the end of the first half. It's 21-17, 4-point lead for the Buffaloes. They have the ball. Into the hooves of Ringel, up at the top. Now the left side to Campbell. Campbell to Figge. Figge passing up the right side to Haskin. Haskin gets a screen for her, going up to the top. Haskin today already 2 3-point shots. She has not missed from around the arc. The chant with it. The chant out to Figge. 1:05 left to go here. And the Buffaloes looks like it's going to be a travel on the inside. They're going to call that against Abby Ringel. Now 14 turnovers in the game for the Buffaloes. two more than the Eagles. 57 seconds left to go of the half. The Eagles trail by four. Speaking about four, Hazenkamp with the ball. That's the freshman. She's been great all night long. But Caitlin Detweiler slashing a three. The first three of the game from the Eagles. And it makes it a one-point game with 40 left to go in the second quarter. It's 21-20. The Buffaloes still lead by one. Three lead changes total. We haven't seen one since that first quarter. Long two-point shot again made by Haskin. Shannon Haskin has not missed tonight. Her shot selection is absolutely incredible. And then here a steal by DeChant. Open down the court. It's the track races before she is fouled. Addison DeChant, she put the pedal to the metal for the steal, but kind of ran out of gas to go down the court. But she did get fouled, and will have a chance to come to the line and shoot two. DeChant makes her first free throw shot. Anaya Buffaloes now 3 of 7 on the game from the free throw line. A free throw is made by Abby Ringles, Lenny Figgy. Now it's in the chance. The Shan just trying to look to go 2 for 2 this time compared to her other two teammates who have been 1 for 2 and Haskin who went 0 for 2. But Haskin has been great everywhere else on the court. 2 for 2 around the 3-point line and inside the perimeter, she's also 2 for 2. Rebound by Strothman as the second free throw shot was missed. With 4 seconds left of the half, struggling with it, just turning and shooting before it's grabbed at the very end by Haskin. That'll go down as a block and a turnover by the Eagles to end the half. And the Onega Buffaloes lead at the half, 24-20. And keep in mind, these Lady Buffaloes have not won a TVL game since 2023. They have not beaten the Eagles since 2023, and they have 16 minutes and 2 quarters to go until maybe, just maybe, they can flip the script. Come back in here in a couple of minutes. We'll have a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, on the highlandcc.edu.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brendan Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in studio. Welcome to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, on Island, cc.edu. Classes just got back, started today for Highland, but it's not too late for you to get enrolled today. Again, you can go online at highlandcc.edu to start your next step in education journey. Here again, as right now, the Onega Buffaloes, they're learning a thing or two as they are taking on a pretty tough league opponent in the Axel Eagles, who right now 1-2 against TV opponents themselves. They beat Washington County 4-21-33. They've taken two other TVL losses, one against Lynn, the other against Valley Heights. But the Onega Buffaloes, well, their story is a little bit more of a slump. They have lost 19 straight games against TVL opponents. It's been since February the 3rd of 2023, where they beat Blue Valley Randolph 44-31 in a TVL matchup since the last time this Onega Buffaloes team managed to beat a TVL opponent. And with a chance, it's on the line. They're up 24-20, up by 4 here against the Axel Eagles. We got 5 minutes, 20 seconds until we kick off into the, or until we tip off, I suppose, to the second half here. But let's talk about some of the stats from that first half and really why the score is what it is and talk about some keys for both these teams. Well, for the Onega Buffaloes, they are dominating from really a lot of the sides of the court, mostly on the offensive side. It's their shooting mechanics that have been really the impressive maker of this game. They have shot from the free throw line. They have shot from the arc. They have shot from the perimeter. They have shot from they're shooting from all over the court, right? And it really comes down to the keys to the players here. Jaden Haskin, who right now is 4-for-4 from around the court. She has hit 2 threes and 2 long twos. And I'm not talking like, you know, short twos. I'm talking like she takes a half step back and she could have hit 2 more 3-point shots. But right now on the game, she is currently dominating with a set amount of 10 points here on this game. So early dominance there from the 5'8" junior. Again, she is just putting on quite a clinic and quite a show, if you will, for herself. Already in this game, Bridget Campbell, she's got 5 points, a 3-point shot, 4 rebounds. Dustin Shant, 4 points, a rebound. Abby Kringle, 3 points, 2 rebounds, and Lenny Figge, she's got 1 point, 2 rebounds. So all the starters here for the Buffaloes have been able to get on the board. And, well, that's a key. When you go into any game, if you can have a game where you can have all 5 of your starters get on the board and contribute, you know you're doing something right as the head coach. Well, for the Axel Eagles here, they have also had all their players who have started tonight touch the board. Now they've dropped them in 2 and a rebound. Kaylin Detweiler, she has 6 points on the game and a rebound. Reagan Hazenkamp, she's got 8 points as well as 6 rebounds. She's a 5'5" freshman, but she's dominating tonight. Maggie Strothen, the 5'10" freshman, 2 points and a rebound. And Andrea Kostel, she's got 2 points and a rebound. There's been 3 total lead changes, but we haven't seen one since a couple minutes were left in that first quarter where the Onega Buffaloes took that lead and really have not looked back on it. They have been dominant ever since that point. And since that point, you know, you talk about the stats, both teams unofficially here with 14 turnovers each, 11 rebounds each. The Eagles 1-for-1 at the free throw line, and the Buffaloes 3-for-7 at the free throw line. For the Eagles, they have only made 1 3-point shot, that coming from Caitlin Detweiler. And the Onega Buffaloes, they have made 3 3-point shots. The 2 from Jaden Haskin and the 1 from Bridget Campbell. A lot of the times I kind of say live by the 3, die by the 3, but the Onega Buffaloes have really proven that they're shooting efficiently from anywhere around the court. So for the Axel Eagles, it's really about closing in and applying a lot more pressure on your man-to-man defense and not allowing their shots, because a lot of Lady Buffaloes are just getting open all around the court. They're doing a great job of getting things around the perimeter, and you can credit the Buffaloes. They're getting scrappy for it. They're doing a good job making second-chance opportunities, and I'm not talking just rebounds. They are re-stealing the ball that they give up and it sets them up for a shot. And they're taking it, and they're letting it go in. And a lot of times, as a coach, you tell your team, go out there and shoot. Go out there and have fun. And when you look at it right now, Onega is going out there, and they're shooting, and they're having fun with it. And I think that's right now what their key to success was going to be in the second half. But can the gas stay going? How much mileage is left in the tank? We'll see as we got two more quarters left to go. But the Axel Eagles, we know how good they've been this year. We know that they've improved year after year. They've won three straight games against the Buffaloes here. They're a pretty young team, but they have a chance here to really make things count. Again, they're still competing in the CVL. I mean, Buffaloes still are too, but Eagles, they're right now just seventh in league play. Buffaloes all the way down there at 11th. The Eagles 4-3 on the overall. So this game still to try to stay over 500. But for them, it's about really just improving that defensive side. Both sides need to improve on the rebounding as well as turnovers. As I mentioned, both sides with 14 turnovers, just a stat you really don't particularly want to see from your team. But minus that, both teams pretty equaled out here. It all comes down to the shot selection. And for the Buffaloes, their shots are going in. The Eagles, there's not. So when you come out of the second half, what do you do? Well, if you're the Eagles, you find the easiest way to get shots, and that's the free throw line. Again, only one shot, only one trip up to the free throw line for the Eagles. And that's something as a coach you want to see adjusted. You want to see your players get more aggressive, take more chances inside, and attack those players. There's a lot of tall players against the Buffaloes. You look at the height differential here on the sheet. Buffalo's got some taller players on the court for sure. And if you're the Eagles, well, attack the height straight on. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KNZA. Again, you've been listening to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Two quarters left of CVL basketball, 16 minutes combined. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA, and the Onega Buffaloes, who have lost 19 straight games against CVL opponents, have a chance to overcome that deficit tonight. As they're up by 4, 24-20, they have the ball to start the second half. Addison the chair with it, up to the top, a good pump fake up at the top from Bridget Campbell. She drives down the right side before having to kick it out. Now up to Jaden Haskin. Jaden Haskin up to the top of the perimeter. Dribbles it all the way back to the O on the Onega logo. Now to Fig at the top of the key. She drives inside, spins it around. The ball is knocked out of bounds. And the possession will go back into the hands of the Axel Eagles. First turnover here of the half for the Buffaloes. They now have a total of 15 turnovers on the game. Still down by 4, the Eagles, they work with the ball. Costell, she is wide open for a three-point shot if she wanted it. She did not want to take it, however. Instead, want to work things inside. It gets kicked up to the top of Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp's dropping the skip. Open three-pointer here off the rim from Detweiler before getting rebounded by Natalie Stroppin, who goes in for two. Natalie Stroppin, she goes up in for two. It's now just a two-point game, 24-22. Bridget Campbell with the top of the perimeter. Again, I talked about some keys in there in that half. Onega just going out there having fun shooting the ball, but is it sustainable? That is the main question here. Well, right now, something that helps you stay consistent is continuously getting up to the free throw line, earning opportunities. And Onega, they have not shied away from that. They have taken a total of now 5 trips up to the free throw line. As Abby Ringel, she goes up to the line, the first one here tonight to go up to the line twice. First shot up, and the first shot just skims off to the right. Chance to make this a three-point game, 24-22. I haven't seen a lead change since that first quarter. It's 6:46 up in third here. Two-point lead for the Buffaloes. Ringel, second free throw shot up and off the basket. Rebound from Strothman before the ball gets knocked out of bounds. 6:45 to go. Strothman will throw in here. 4 points, 3 rebounds here on the game. First rebound back in that second quarter. 2 rebounds already here in third. Detweiler, the Strothman back to Detweiler. Detweiler, the far side, kicking to Coastal. Coastal skipping it all the way across the court. Azenkamp to the far side wing. And now 3-point shot by Strothman, trying to clear the deck here, but it goes into the hands of Detweiler across the court for a rebound. Now getting skipped around the top of the perimeter. Inside pass before a foul against the Buffaloes. It will be the third foul of the game against the 5'11 senior, Delaney Figge, who will have to step off the bench, and the 5'11 junior will step into your place, Lauren Martin. Looking to pass inside here, Detweiler just barely getting over the top to Natalie Strothman. So I'm calling for a foul there. Detweiler to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp loses the ball inside as the 15th turnover of the game from the Axe Eagles. Bridget Campbell, what's at the top of the perimeter? 2 minutes drain away from the third quarter, and the Buffaloes have yet to score, and they've turned the ball over yet again here with an illegal pick, so that's the very top. 2 turnovers here in this quarter. No points for the Buffaloes. 6:03 remaining in the third. Still 24-22. Eagles down by 2. We have the throw in here on the negative Buffaloes side bench. Keelan Detweiler tossing it into the junior, Nelly Strothman. Strothman passes out to the right side to Bussing. Bussing is now in the game, the 5'10 freshman. A lot of freshmen here on this lineup for the actual Eagles. They got a good, bright-looking future upcoming for them. Strothman, 3-point shot, couldn't get it. The hustle for the ball on the far side. Good rebound by Askin. She has been all over the court tonight. Again, she's a great ball handler and just really scrappy out on the court. But so far, she is shooting 4-for-4 from around the court. 0-for-2 at the free throw line, though. 2-for-2 from on top of the arc. With the ball now, Campbell. Campbell out to her left side, Haskin. Haskin down to Ringel. Ringel trying to go up with the shot. It gets knocked around, and Haskin makes the offensive rebound. And really, what's the success here for Haskin is her shot selection ability. She doesn't just go up there and shoot. She only takes the shot when she knows she's open and she's comfortable with the shot. She does a great job right there. She cuts inside, now kicks it out, tries to get open here on the near side edge as a drive in by DeChant. But DeChant, she loses the ball, and into the hands, it goes to Kostel. Kostel swinging out to the right side, Strothman, skipping to the far left, now to Bussing. Bussing, she's wide open, but doesn't take the 3-point shot. She pump fakes for it before giving it to Kostel, and Kostel just loses it. So here early on, we've seen a lot of opportunities and chances for some open 3-point shots, but the Eagles just haven't felt quite comfortable to take that shot, and have tried just to really settle from passing inside, which has been giving the ball back to the Buffaloes. Bridget Campbell calling for a screen at the top. Gets the screen, passes to the right to Haskin. Haskin keeping it high before passing it to her left to Ringel. Ringel now to Campbell. Campbell keeping it 2-hand high before she gets the screen set for her by Martin. The drive inside, and she's fouled, and will go up and shoot 2. Buffaloes, a total of now 6 trips up to the free throw line. The Eagles have only taken 1. Well, just because the Buffaloes have been up to the free throw line doesn't mean they've been very successful from there. But here, Campbell makes a free throw shot. The team now 4 of 11 on the game. Abby Ringel, who shoots 71% on the year, goes up to the line and makes both her shots. Incredible. That's also the first 2 points here of the quarter for the Onega Buffaloes. Buffaloes is a team now 5-12 from the free throw line, just a little under 50% shooting. DeChant, number 4, trying to steal number 4, Hazen Kemp, from the ball, but DeChant gets fouled. She commits the foul up at the top of the perimeter. That will be her second foul of the game for the 5'6" junior, that's in DeChant. It was a very scrappy defensive player. Inside pass to Stroppin. She loses the ball, but it will stay here where the action legals, as it is last touched by the Buffaloes before heading out of bounds underneath the offensive basket for the Eagles. Kayla Detweiler here on the throw-in, bounce passing it to the far wing, finding Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp up to Kostel. Kostel up to top of the perimeter. Open three-point shot by Stroppin, and she misses it. Bounces off the back of the rim before it is rebounded by Detweiler. And there will be a jump ball, and the possession here will stay with Axel. Axel a little shocked about it, and they're getting into offensive position here on the throw-in. Throwing it in here to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp going inside, but losing the ball. The 16th turnover of the game for the Eagles unofficially here. They're still down by 4, 26-22, 3:33 to go. The Eagles have only scored 2 points here in this quarter, whereas the Buffaloes have also only scored 2 points. The lowest scoring quarter we've had so far, as in that first quarter, is a 12-8 outscore for the Buffaloes, and then the second quarter, both teams scored 12 points each. Underneath, good pass, straight to Ringel, but she misses the shot, and Strothman makes the rebound. Natalie Strothman, 3 rebounds in this quarter, 4 in the game, 4 points for her as well. 3-point shot, high arcing, rainbow coming down, but the lucky pot of gold goes to Campbell. Now 5 rebounds in the game. We're going to get a foul here on the near side. It's going to be against Caitlin Detweiler, the 5'6" freshman. That will be the second foul of the quarter. 3 fouls in this quarter going against the Buffaloes. Excuse me, both teams have had 3 fouls each. Caitlin Detweiler now with 2. 3-3 to go in the third. Buffaloes still with that 4-point lead. They have just been putting things on a little bit of a cruise control. Both teams kind of in that pattern here. We'll see if someone can break away with just the last couple minutes remaining in this quarter. And here it's going to be another illegal screen. We've seen 2 illegal screens for turnovers for the Buffaloes in this quarter. That now makes officially 18 turnovers on the game. That is Abby Ringel's first foul of the game. Team foul number 4 there for the Buffaloes. Next foul they commit, it will put the Axel Eagles back up to the free throw line. That could be used to the advantage here at the Lady Eagles. But here a turnover from Madison DeChamp. Man, she has had her average of 3 steals a game in this one. She goes quickly down low, passes to Ringel. Ringel gets fouled, and she goes up to the free throw line. And the Eagles here have now 17 turnovers on the game. Ava Broxman, she just picked up her first foul of the game. Both teams now have 4 turnovers. Next one committed, and double bonus for the other. Abby Ringel, who has been on a tear from the free throw line, as so far in the night, she is 4-5. Looking to maybe be 5-6 here. Team now 6-13, and now 6-14, right before a rebound from Martin before it is lost and given right back to the Eagles for a turnover. But Abby Ringel goes up to the line and goes 1-2. Shooting underneath, Strothman gets rebounded by Ringel. Back down the court is the Buffaloes here, just trying to throw and for the and one. Jaden Haskin on her first inside drive today. Now we've seen Jaden Haskin. She has dominated all around the perimeter. She hasn't taken really any shots 2 feet inside of it, more than 2 feet inside. And there she drives all the way to the basket, goes up with it, gets the layup, and the and one. A chance to extend this to an 8-point game. Haskin up, and it's good. It rattles in. Buffaloes now 7-15 from the free throw line on this game. They were 3-7. Exiting the half. So they've been doing a great job here. And now they get another steal off the Eagles. Down the court with it now. Cut out to Bridget Campbell. And she will travel at the top. 20 turnovers now for the Buffaloes. A total of 18 from the Eagles, but it's 30-22 with 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. With 10 minutes left of this game, can the Onega Buffaloes and a 19-game losing streak to TVL opponents and a 3-game losing streak against the Eagles. Here, Hazenkamp, the drive inside, off the rim again. This time a foul, and that will send an Eagle up the free throw line. Just the second time an Eagle has taken flight up there. Well, they're not setting anyone up to the free throw line. Not sure why. They'll just throw it in. And it'll be a turnover. That is now the 19th turnover of the game by the Eagles. Bridget Cambat with it. She also averages 3 steals a game. She's got well over 3 today. As well as the Champ, as well as Haskins. All 3 of them being nothing but thieves in the night, taking candy from a baby. But it's really been from both sides. Everyone's been stealing candy. But here with 1:30 left to go here in the third quarter, 30-21, 22. The Buffaloes with the lead. The Chan driving inside, nice bounce pass in, then gets bounced out to Ringel. Ringel trying to use a finesse shot. Figgy gets the rebound, couldn't go up and in. Now down the court is Strassen, who just made the defensive rebound. Avery Bussing takes a mid-range shot from the baseline, couldn't get it to go in, and Bridget Campbell makes the rebound and goes down the court. Bridget Campbell, 5 points on the game, and unofficially 7 rebounds. She has also been on a tear tonight, and she has dominated the boards. Both her and Haskins have really given it their all to create second-chance opportunities for the Buffaloes. Screen set, and that's going to be another illegal pick. This time, back-to-back ones from Ringel. She has now had 2 illegal picks in this quarter alone. That is Ringel's second personal foul of the game. Lauren Martin will look to step back in the game here for the Buffaloes, as Lane Figgy, the 5'11 senior, will step out to the court, off the court. Hazenkamp, skipping to the far side to Kostelby, where the ball is lost out of bounds, and the 20th turnover against the Axel Eagles. Now both teams have surpassed 20 turnovers each. 37.7 seconds left to go the third quarter, 30-22, still an 8-point lead here for the Onega Buffaloes. In this quarter, they have outscored the Eagles a total of 6-2. Again, it's been a low-scoring affair in this quarter for both sides, but the Buffaloes have made the most of it. Defensively, the Chant up at the top, inside pass off to Ringel, who could not go in, and Strothman makes the defensive rebound for a second of the game. Ball gets knocked out of bounds on the far sideline, just to pass half court, as Bridget Campbell made the nice defensive play, and it will force Shelly Strothman to throw the ball right back inside with 13.9 seconds left to go. Avery Bussing with the ball, goes to the right side. Now he's dropping, steps up for the 3, and it just goes off the back of the rim. But before it does, Kevin Teller makes the rebound, couldn't go in. Now Natalie Strothman makes the rebound, and with 1 second left, and Kostel is just not aware of the time on the board, and that will end the third quarter. It's 30-22. The Onega Buffaloes outscored the Eagles 6-2 in the third quarter with 8 minutes remaining. Can the Buffaloes end a 19-game losing streak to the opponents? You'll find out when you stay 219.1 KMZ. We're back in 60 here in just a little bit.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the final. Well, what could be the final 8 minutes of play here? It's a 30-22 game. The Buffaloes with an 8-point lead here. They're trying to get their first win against the TDL opponent since 2023. Also trying to get their first win against Axel since that time, too. And they start this fourth quarter with a score. Abby Ringel underneath for two. Abby Ringel in this game, 8 points total. She has been dominant. The 5'9" junior, and now is a 10-point lead, the largest of the night for the Onega Buffaloes. Skips the far side wing. Now it's to Detweiler. Detweiler on the corner, and the ball is now lost on the ground. On her knees, now getting back up is Hazenkamp, and there will be a timeout taken by head coach third year, Bradley Rochman. As the team is stuck on the near wing, we'll take a timeout as well. It's 32-22. The Buffaloes have scored the last 8 straight points of this game. 7:20 to go to the fourth. We're back in dirty here on 2.1 KMZ.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I got a question for all you folks at home. Do you love a good old PBL brawl on a Tuesday? I'm sure you do. We got one here. 7:10 left to go. 32-22. The Onega Buffaloes with the lead, trying to snap a 19-game losing streak to PBL opponent. Detweiler taking a 3-point shot. She misses. DeChant makes the rebound. Down the court she goes. But she will travel at the low block. Turnover back into the hands of the Axel Eagles. That is the 22nd turnover of the game for the Buffaloes. 21 unofficially against the Eagles as well. Clock rolling at 6:55. No shot clock, though. We had a shot clock last Friday for the first time this season. Down at Frankfurt, I do believe during the Frankfurt tournament, there will be a shot clock enforced for all of the league games that will be played there. Avery Bosey out to the right behind her to Detweiler. And now the far side wing, a jump inside by Hazenkamp. And now a foul at the top from the Buffaloes. Clock stops at 6:31. Again, please stay tuned as we'll have updates later on in the week. Hopefully by the end of tomorrow, Wednesday, on our broadcasting schedule for Saturday. Possibly for the TVL tournament that is set to begin. Most likely we'll be having some broadcasts in the morning, not to try to go over the top of the Chiefs game as they take on the Texans on Saturday in the divisional round. The air skipping to the far side and making a rebound is Hazenkamp of the corner, and she drives inside immediately with it, and she'll go up and shoot two. And I talked about this at halftime, that the Eagles, they have desperately looked for a trip up to the free throw line. And believe it or not, this is only the second time in this game the Eagles have ever went up to the free throw line. Here it is, Reagan Hazenkamp for her first time. And she goes up and goes in. And the Eagles, they have not missed from the free throw line so far in the game, 2-2. Now, only down by 9, 32-23, with 6:14 to go in the final quarter. Next shot up, and next shot is good. So, again, I talked about it at half. Get more chances up to the free throw line and make your shots. And right now, the Eagles, they're 3 of 3 from the free throw line. They just need to get up there more often. And now the ball is getting scrapped for, but right as Jaden Haskins jumps onto the ball, Coach Craig Boswell will call a clutch timeout to keep the possession for his girls, as they're only up by 8, 32-24. 6:05 remaining. We're back in 30, once again, on 2.1 KMZA. Stay locked in.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's all coming down to the wire here on 92.1 KMZA. With it, again, is the Onega Buffaloes, only up by 8 here. But I've said it once, and like a broken record, I'll say it probably a dozen more times until the clock hits zero. The Onega Buffaloes have lost 19 straight games against CBL opponents, and they have a chance to break it here. The last time beating one was on February the 3rd of 2023. They beat Blue Valley Randolph. They have also, that same year, they beat Axel. Trying to look to beat him again here tonight. The first time in 2 years, nearly. Foul on the floor, and no, it's going to be a jump ball, but as it's a jump ball, it's in their follow, will be an injury. Looks like Avery Bussing falls to the ground. And right now she is currently limping off to the side as the crowd cheers for her. Seems to have landed maybe on that left shin, left ankle. Regardless of what it is, it's something on that left leg as she is hindering now. But she'll go up to the bench. In for her, into the game for the first time tonight, Callie McClellan for the Eagles. As they only trail by 8 with 5:50 left to go. Bounce pass inside, turning around, Strassman couldn't get it to go in, and a rebound by Ringel. Ringel wrangling it in. Higgy down the court, gets it on the far side wing, passes it off to Heimer to Bridget. Keeping a hold of it. And the Buffaloes, keep in mind, they were shooting hot from the three-point line in that first half, but they have not elected to shoot from around the perimeter in this second half. They have been trying to go inside. So kudos to them on that adjustment there to not just rely on making those long shots, but let's see if we can dominate on the inside too, and that's how we're going to keep this game in our favor. Sustainability. Buffalo's here getting the ball right back to him as a jump ball called. The throw in to Figgy nearly gets picked off at the top of the wing. Credits there to Kaylin Zedweiler. She knocked it away, and now the Buffaloes will have to rethrow it in, this time not under from their own board, but from the far sideline, just past half court. It'll be thrown to Haskin. Haskin with it, gets a screen set by Bridget Campbell. That was a big-time screen. She tripped. Someone just tripped. Fell as she trucked, but it was a legal screen. Addison to chant with it. Passing to the right side to Ringo, and Ringo will just throw it off the left side of Caitlin Detweiler. But possession will remain with the Buffaloes, with 5:01 left to go. In a game like this, if you were the Eagles, you would really probably be fortunate to have that shot clock in your favor, but Buffaloes have all the time in the world to try to waste that clock off. Remember, they outscored the Eagles 6-2 in the last quarter. Here, a rebound from Caitlin Detweiler, her fifth rebound of the game. Ball up to the top of the perimeter now to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, the drive inside. The ball is lost out of bounds. And here it will stay with the Eagles, down by 8. Both teams have scored 2 points each here in this quarter. In this half, though, Buffalo's outscoring 8-4 over the Axe Eagles. Inside, jump shot up from the top from Coastal, misses it, and Figgy makes the rebound for her fourth in the game. But right after the rebound is none other than a dreadful turnover from the Buffaloes. Now 22 turnovers on the game. And that will give the Eagles another chance here. The Eagles get the turnover in this quarter. They've actually played pretty clean on the court. Far side pass off, jump shot, but just missing the rim. And Strothman makes the pickup, but as soon as she makes the rebound, she also steps out of bounds. And that will be the first turnover for the Eagles this quarter as well. And that has been the difference maker. The shot percentage here and the shot selection here also for the Buffaloes has just been so much more efficient in this game. A lot of times, well, that's basketball. Your shots have to go in for you to get up on the board. But You also got to get some turnovers. And here the Eagles, they get the ball right back. And as they do, the ball falls out of the back of the baseline. And will stay here with the Eagles with 4:12 left on the clock. It's been scoreless for a couple minutes here as the game is 32-24. Buffalo still with the lead. Again, this was a 24-20 game coming at a half. And right as the ball gets thrown in bounds, the Eagles will turn it right back over. Bridget Campbell throwing over the middle, finding the Haskin. Haskin, a screen set by Figge. Good screen again. Haskin kicking out to Figge. Figge on the near wing gives it up behind her to Campbell. Campbell trying to calm the team down. And now right hand dribbling is Figge. Figge out to her left to Duchant. Duchant up to Ringle. Ringle inside the baseline. Cut from Bridget Campbell. And Campbell has her 7th point of the game, and the Buffalo's bench is going crazy, but a 3-point shot landed by Caitlin Detweiler to try to silence the noise. And that momentum has picked up for both sides. It's now just a 7-point game. The Buffalo's lead, 34-27. The Eagles just made their 2nd 3-point shot of the game. It was made once again by the freshman. And now it's Steele down the court here by Nellie Strothen, and she is fouled underneath the basket and will go up and shoot 2. It's the 3rd trip up to the line here for the Eagles. The 5'8 junior, the All-State All-Leaguer, tonight hasn't had a chance to shoot from the line. We'll see what she can do with this opportunity. First shot up, and the first shot is out. Tonight, the All-League returner forward has had 4 points in production as well as 5 rebounds. Axe Legal's team right now, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And now they will be now 4 of 5 as Natalie Strothman banks the second shot. So now she goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. And as soon as the inbound play occurs, the Onega coach, Craig Boswell, will call a timeout. Assistant coach Robert DeChamp of the Onega Buffaloes, 1A Division 1. Next to the Eagles, they are 1A Division 2. 6-point lead, 34-28. We haven't seen a lead change in the first quarter. Can we see it with the last 3 minutes and 9 seconds remaining of this fourth quarter? Or can we see a tie? You'll only find out when you stay tuned. 92.1 KMZA. We'll be right back here in 30 seconds.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Kurt Gilman back in studio. We got 3 minutes, 9 seconds left of a close game, so you know what that means, folks. I'm standing up because I'm pumped. I got blood running in the veins. We've got a TVL brawl, 92.1 KMZA. The benches are excited. The crowd's excited. The cheerleaders, they're excited. Everyone's excited, so you should be too. Follow along with momentum, folks. Come on. Stay with the program. And here down the program, Haskins underneath the basket. Wide open down the court, but she missed the layup. She was too far underneath. Turnover on the court. 26 turnovers for the Buffaloes. And now the Axel Eagles with it. Long 3-point shot off the rim into the hands of Haskins. Haskin with it now, 2:51 down the clock, 34-28, trying to break a 19-game losing streak against TVL opponents. This is the Onega Buffaloes. Can they do it? Can they break the curse? The ball lost down the court, and there is a punt that just occurred, a field goal. Almost heard the doink like in the Commanders game. Man, that was a one heck of a shot down the court. The ball was getting ravaged on the floor. It's going to be a turnover for the Onega Buffaloes, and it was Bridget Campbell who absolutely just destroyed the ball up to the left corner of the gym with a kick. Strothman making a rebound, recollecting it underneath once again. Long 3-point shot! rattles in from Detweiler. Three threes on the game from Caitlin Detweiler. It's now a three-point game. She's made back-to-back to make it so. 2:15 left to go. Haskins with the ball. The near side corner. Now up to the near wing. Now to DeChant. DeChant with it. Ball tipped up in the air. Fighting for a brawl. It's going to be a foul on the near side. They're going to call it against the Eagles. 2:02 left to go. Still a three-point lead here. But the Eagles in this came into this quarter down 30-22. In this quarter, they have scored 9 points, and they have held the Buffaloes to four. So that's scoring 9-4 right now. Of course, a lot of that help being from Caitlin Detweiler, the freshman, who's banked in 2 threes in this quarter alone. On the game, she has got 12 total points. She leads the game in scoring. Another foul will get called against the Axel Eagles, against Natalie Stroffman, her third of the game. And it's going to be the second foul of the game and of the quarter against the Eagles. 1:55 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Throw in to Haskins up at the top by the O. Pressure behind her. She lobs it out to DeChant to her right. DeChant inside to Ringle, and Ringle goes in for two. And Ringle, she's got four of the total 6 points in this quarter for the Buffaloes. Ball on the ground. The Eagles scrapping for it and keeping it alive. Skipping out to the near side here. Shot up and shot off from Hazenkamp, but a rebound from Detweiler offensively to keep it alive. And then a long two by Kostel. No, they're going to say a three-point shot. They're going to say it was a three-pointer. What a massive three-point shot. And as that timeout hits the court there from Bradley Boxman, a full one. We'll keep it here, a 92.1 KMZ. Again, a lot of local games going around in our area. We also got a simulcast happening down on the Sabathia Holton channel and also 103.9 KNZA. But there's also the game on 93.7, which is ACC at Justin Riverside. But we got a heater here on 92.1 KMZA. It's 36-34, a two-point game. The Buffaloes have led since the first opening quarter after that third lead change, which is a couple minutes left to spare that quarter. It was 12-8 coming out of the first quarter. It was 24-20 coming out of half. 30-22 entering the fourth. In this fourth quarter, the Eagles have managed to put their most points in a quarter up on the board. Actually tying their most points in a quarter with 12 total so far, as they have held the Buffaloes to just a measly 6 right now. Bridget Campbell on the near side loses the ball, and that turnover will go to the Eagles. And the Eagles now lead down by 2 with 1:18 left to go on the clock. Can they extend to what a four-game winning streak against the Buffaloes? And can they give them a 20-game losing streak against CBL opponents? And here a timeout called against Bradley Broxman, as up at the top is stuck Reagan Hazenkamp with the ball. 1:11 to go in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout here. We'll be back in 30 on 2.1. KMZA 36-34. The Buffaloes have the lead, but the Eagles have the ball. We're back in 30.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Kansaland Radio. I'm Brennan Prophet and Kurt Kilman back in studio, where if you know our saying, that all we do is call championships and all we do is call incredibly close and insane CBL matchups. At least that's what I came up with right now in this spot, because that is pretty much what it's been all year long. We call great games here, and right now it's the Onega Buffaloes up by 2, trying to snap a 19-game losing streak against league opponents, 36-34. 1:11 left to go, but the Eagles, they have the ball. Near side, Kostel. Kostel to Strothman. Now the far side swing out to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp nearly loses the ball. It's on the far wing, up on the corner, and now the ball's knocked out of bounds. It goes to the Onega Buffaloes with 59.5 seconds remaining. That is the 24th turnover of the game by the Eagles. 26 total have been caused from the Buffaloes. And now it looks like we are going to see yet again another timeout, a full timeout on the court by Craig Boswell. He seems pretty unhappy with his team right now with the communication and coordination down there on the court. But again, continuously talking here, both these teams, this is their last game here before the TBL tournament. TBL tournament starting up on Saturday. If you want more information, that should come out roughly around tomorrow on what teams will be playing on Saturday. We'll figure out more about what teams are playing later on the week next week as, you know, teams win, lose, and move up on in the bracket. But for all that coverage and for all that information, please go to msusports.net for all the information. You can also go to msusports.net to listen live to these games. You can listen back to games using msusports.net. And as well, you can look up our story recap if you're curious about some of some more in-depth thoughts on this game, as well as an in-depth recap if you missed maybe a part of the game. I write a pretty in-depth review, or not review, but recap of the entire four quarters of a boys and girls game. So be sure to check out there. Usually stories are posted within roughly about 24 hours of game time. So again, make sure you always check out the MSCSports.net app, .net website, but you can also check out the MSC radio app. If you are ever out of frequency or radio distance, you could get on your phone, download the MSC radio app, and listen anywhere, anytime. It's completely free to download. Maybe some of you are listening right now, but it's 58 seconds left there on the clock. 36-34. The Buffaloes with the ball. Foul here on the near sideline near the Buffaloes bench. That is the fourth foul. Third foul of the quarter. Three fouls for both sides now in this quarter. Both for the Eagles and for the Buffaloes, but is the Buffaloes ball still? First foul was first against Malia Stahlbauer, her first in the game. 50 seconds remaining. Just skipping it to each other, ending around. And here is Jaden Haskin, who was fouled with 40.4 seconds up on the clock. It will just be the fourth foul, so the Onega Buffaloes will have another chance to throw the ball in. They will have to get the throw in, and then afterwards have to try to hold on to the ball as long as they can. Right now is Bridget. No one's touched her yet. She gets it behind her. Nearly loses the ball. But keeping it up is the chant. The chant has not been fouled yet. Gives it behind her to Bridget. Bridget is still going on the far side wing to the corner. Now turns around with 30 seconds remaining. He hands it off behind her to the chant. The chant with it. No foul has been called. No foul has been pressured. And they're finally... No, it's going to be a turnover. The Onega Buffaloes stall themselves and turn it back to the Eagles. What an unfortunate circumstance for the Buffaloes. They hold the ball nearly for 40 whole seconds on the offensive possession. And then right afterwards, well, you would figure the Eagles would be bound to foul them because you would need to. You're down by two. You need the ball back. There is no shot clock in this game. But the Buffaloes, they take the ball across half court. They lose the ball. And it causes a half-court violation. So then you give the ball right back to the Eagles with 23.7 seconds remaining as we got another timeout here taken by Bradley Brockstrom. And so the Eagles will have another opportunity down to the wire. And if you're just tuning into this game, there's a lot of stuff riding. Not only is this just a TVL matchup, a chance for the Eagles to bump up to two wins in the TVL, but it's a chance for the Onega Buffaloes to rewrite a story that has been pretty rough the past year and a half, 2 years, as they have not beaten the league opponent in over 19 games in 2023, February 3rd of 2023. It's been about a year and 11 months since then. They have a chance to win here, but 23.7 seconds left to go. Can the Eagles take the lead? Or tie it up. We'll see. 19 seconds remaining. 3-point shot up off the rim. It's on the ground. The rebound is picked up by Ringel. And it's to the chant. With 11 seconds remaining, she is fouled. Wow. It was... Now he's dropping. It took that three-point shot, and now a player is injured now on the court. Not 100% sure. Possibly, it looks like it is a nosebleed. Look, we're going to get a full timeout here. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA after this injury timeout.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, both teams just coincidentally lost both of their best shooting players. But the Onega Buffalo is Jaden Haskin, who has to take to the bench as she just got slammed and got a bloody nose on the court. She is fortunately fine out there on the bench now, getting taken care of by her team. For the Axel Eagles, though, Caitlin Detweiler, and I mentioned two players now out in the game, Caitlin Detweiler has to take the bench for the rest of this game, and she is officially fouled out. She fouls out, making the team's only three-point shot, as well as the team's leading scorer. Jaden Haskin is also the team's leading scorer, the Buffaloes. So, with 10 seconds left to go, and a two-point lead here for the Buffaloes, right now, both teams' best scorers are out on the bench. 10 seconds left to go, but up at the free throw line is Essence DeChant after the foul. She will shoot in place. First shot up, and the first shot is good for Addison DeChant. First shot is up, first shot is good. Chan, can she rattle in the second to possibly secure it? The second shot goes up, and the second shot goes in! Had to put a little anticipation on it. And now Onega will call a timeout. The crowd gets excited. And that is 19 straight games that are seconds away from coming obsolete. In absolutely incredible here for the Onega Buffaloes. We're going to keep things here as we just got back coming after the injury timeout. But now if you're Onega, do not foul. That is the big thing here. Because even though you're up by four, you could still technically foul a three-point shot and give someone an and one from that position. So do not foul. Let them shoot. That is pretty much what I'd be saying to my team right now. Just go out there, let them take a shot. Okay? Well, don't try to let them get easily down the court and take a shot. But if they step back, keep your hands up. Don't get in their face. Let them take that shot. Go for the rebound or let it go in. If it goes in, at worst, it's 38 to 37. Get the inbounds in, hold the ball, you win. That would be the most fortunate situation here for the Onega Buffaloes. Just 10 seconds away from their first TDL victory in 2 years. Their first victory against Axel in 2 years. Ball down the court. Here to Broxman. Broxman just tries to throw it up in the air. And with 2.2 seconds left on the clock, the ball goes out of bounds. I'm not 100% sure if maybe you can try to get this ball back here and score. It'll have to be a quick toss in and shoot up. Toss in, pump fake, shot is up, off the rim, and the Onega Buffaloes have snapped a 19-game losing streak to TVL opponents. They haven't won since February the 3rd. Of 2023 against Blue Valley Randolph. Here, they beat the Axel Eagles, and also their first time beating the Eagles in over 2 years here at home. Incredible performance from the Onega Buffaloes. They managed to hold out all four quarters. They took the lead in the first, and they did not look back since, with impressive performances from the entire team from the top down to the bottom. We'll talk more during our post-game show, coming up by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for commercial or residential. Agriculture Real Estate, online.baildoors.com. We also have our Player of the Game segment for the Farmers State Bank. And then after that, we see the number two ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Axe Legal Boys, taking on the Onega Boys. But first, our post game. We're back here in a minute. Again, the Axe Legals taking a loss here against the Onega Buffaloes.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA, or the Onega Buffaloes have snapped a 19-game losing streak against CBL opponents, but also have snapped a 3-game losing streak against the Axel Eagles. Both accomplishments. It's been over 2 years since they've done both, and here they accomplished it tonight. The Buffaloes, Lady Buffaloes, improved to 4-4 on the season. 1-4 against CBL opponents, as they did, again, they didn't win against any CBL teams last season. They went 0-11. They pick up their first one this year. And for the Axel Eagles, they dropped to now 4-4 on the season and 1-3 against CBL opponents, and also 1-2 on the road. And they got Buffalo Grills. They're now 3-2 at home, so defending the home court quite well. Let's talk about some stats. 28 turnovers in the game for the Buffaloes, 24 for the Eagles. Only 22 rebounds for the Buffaloes and 24 rebounds from the Eagles. You talk about those things, and you're sitting there like, you know, you've getting out-rebounded, you've had, you know, more turnovers than the other team, but what does it come down to? Well, it comes down to the shots. The shots were incredible. Both teams did hit 3 3-pointers, and the Onega Buffaloes, they hit 4 free throws, or excuse me, the Eagles hit 4 free throws out of 5, and the Buffaloes, they hit 7 free throws out of 15. So let me tell you, their shot selection was incredible. They shot from anywhere on the court, and they were likely to make that shot. Their shooting percentage tonight had to have been over 50%, maybe near 60%. And some of those shots, they were throwing up there, but some were very good shots. And when you talk about those quality shots, you talk about the player who took the most of them. Jaden Haskin. At the end of the game, she didn't force that to come out. She had a bloody nose. She got hit there, and she was fouled out. Or she wasn't fouled out. It was Caitlin Detweiler who had the foul against her, and she fouled out. But Caitlin Detweiler, she still had a great game, too. You kudos that freshman. That freshman, she finished the game with 12 points and 5 rebounds. But with 13 points and 4 rebounds is Jaden Haskin. Bridget Campbell finished with 7 points and 7 rebounds. Addison DeChant, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Abby Ringel, 10 points, 4 rebounds. These are all stats from Buffaloes right now. Delaney Figge with 1 point on the game, 4 rebounds. For the Eagles, rest of their stats, Sally Stroppin finishing with 5 points, 5 rebounds. Reagan Hazenkamp with 10 total points and 7 rebounds. Maggie Stroppin for 2 points total and 3 rebounds. 5 points for Audrey Kostel with 2 rebounds. There were a total of 3 lead changes in this game. The last one was with just 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and the Omega Buffaloes did not look back. Well, tell you what, folks, we'll be back in about 5 to 7 minutes here, and we'll be back for boys action again. It is the number 2 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Axel Eagles, taking on the Onega Boys, who are right now searching for their second win of the season. But before that, again, a reminder, the Onega Buffaloes winning 38-34 over the Axel Eagles. This has been our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Buying or selling, use the best of the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com, and don't forget our player of the game by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing the modern banking services. You can visit banquetfarmers.com. Our player to bank on today, Jaden Haskin with 13 total points, 2 threes, and 4 rebounds. Shooting all the way across the court, she led this team to the victory today. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay locked at 90.1 K.